Hey, hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take a leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Okay. What's up, you guys? Happy Friday. I'm excited for you because I know a lot of you are like me and your schedule changes a little bit on the weekends, meaning my husband's home and I'm not a single parent throughout the week. I'm excited about that. Even more excited, we're celebrating my daughter's birthday in Chicago tomorrow. And then we're doing a, you know, entire family dinner at our favorite place. I'm sure you guys can guess. Okay. It's the only place we really go out anymore, but to celebrate my husband's birthday from this past week, Father's Day, and obviously Shay's birthday as a family. So I'm pumped. We have a full schedule. I just got off of a full schedule today and I've been doing lives on TikTok. Okay. Every single day I've made a choice to be committed. And I want to talk about today's topic because my gorgeous friend Shantae, you guys have heard me talk about her before because she is a solid supporter, always there every time I turn around, just she's the bee's knees. Okay. And I was, you know, doing this TikTok live today and I'm thinking, man, what should I do for this topic? And she's like, what about people showing up to do their things when they don't want to, kind of like forcing yourself to do them? And I mean, how perfect, because obviously, you guys, let me tell you a little bit about my day. Okay. I've had to force myself to do everything today. I literally would have stayed on the couch if I hadn't of committed to several things. I put, you know, podcasts on, excuse me, podcast interviews in my journal, scheduled them out. So I had to show up for that. And then I, you know, committed to the gym, even though I was late, I still had to go do that because I've made a promise to myself. And then not only that, I committed to being live on TikTok at a specific time. And so I had to force myself because there was no motivation. I wasn't excited. I mean, I just didn't have it in me today. Okay. I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to do the things. And now it's way past my bedtime and I'm definitely like, my brain is mush, definitely ready to call it. But I knew this, getting this podcast up was important because it still is a priority to me. I told you guys that, I'm committed to being here. Just, you know, you've committed to listening, you've subscribed, you shared, you've gone on to listenbitchdonations.com and you've bought me a cup of tea. And thank you for that. You guys, I can never have enough. And when I say tea, I'm lying. I'm so used to saying tea because I forget now I drink mushroom coffee. Okay. I drink Everyday Dose and I take an incredible supplement. And that's basically what you guys are funding. Okay. My Everyday Dose habit and what it costs to keep this podcast running. Okay. Sometimes it's really, you know, I love that if you don't have the money, because I know the times we're in, okay? I know the times we're in. If you don't have it, I love that you just share it out. Anyway, you share the podcast, you tell your friends, I get it. I love that. That helps me just as much as that cup of Everyday Dose, okay? But getting back to the topic, okay? Like, there's a lot of reasons that we struggle to do shit, okay? And one of those things that I really had to figure out for myself and what I recognize now, because I, you know, I see it in myself because I first saw it in other people, is a lack of clarity. Like if you really don't have clear goals or objectives, then everything's daunting, unachievable, and you're just going to procrastinate it. There's part of that, like fear of failure. I know I tried to talk myself out of doing TikTok lives. This was my fifth night. And I'm crushing it. I mean, I've even moved up a whole league level in the D level league. Okay. I moved up a whole level and I celebrated that with everybody that was on the live. I love that, but it's easy to let that fear of like, not, you know, not meeting expectations or making mistakes, looking stupid, being vulnerable, it's going to paralyze you. And then that makes it hard to take action. Something else that I've recognized when we are not moving the needle. Okay. We're not doing things because we are striving for something beyond reality, and that's called perfection. Okay, that doesn't exist. So we create this high standard that feels overwhelming, like we're never going to get to that level. And so I know I would put things off and just wait for that perfect moment. You know, everybody waits till they have everything before they start, and that's just not reality. Something else that I catch myself doing is I get into overwhelm. Okay. And lately I feel that I'm carrying, you know, the household, taking care of the kids, doing things. There is moments where I can see that energy coming towards me and I'm just like, okay, I'm overwhelmed. Like last night I left the dishes, you know, it's okay. It's okay to not get everything done on the list, but I did the most important things. And that's the same with today. I'm sure there's some little things that I'll wake up, you know, tomorrow morning and be like, oh, I didn't do that yesterday. So I want to make that a priority today. Absolutely normal to do. And I'm going to tell you guys something that is helping me. I'm feeling amazing on the supplement. Okay. Like great recovery, great energy. And this is even on a day that Mother Nature came to congratulate me for not being pregnant. Okay. I still have just this incredible core energy. I feel fresh. I feel alive. I feel, you know, clear. I feel just healthy. I feel really good. I stopped taking a lot of stupid supplements, a lot. Like I knocked everything out of my cupboard, you guys. Okay. And you're going to hear me talk about this product all the time because I think everybody should be taking it. It is not up for public consumption, but the link is in my email tomorrow. I promise. I just linked it. So you guys check that out because honestly, if you are fatigued physically or you're exhausted mentally, that's going to drain your motivation. You're not going to feel like doing shit. Okay. So it makes it challenging to even get the energy needed to do the next right thing. And if you're physically tired, your brain is drained too. There's never a day that I was, you know, feeling burnt out that I'm like, well, I could just talk on the podcast and it will be fine. No, it takes energy. Everything is energy. So it takes time. And then the truth is, you guys, we do have to do a lot of shit in our lives that we're just not interested in. And so it's easy to not feel inspired to do that. You know, if you already see that it's boring or uninteresting, you're not going to prioritize that. There's another thing that's procrastinated. So you got to make things fun, you know, set up a reward yourself with yourself, or like, you know, make it a game. Like I beat the clock. I tell myself, all right, 10 minutes, a 10 minute clean in the kitchen. How much can I do in 10 minutes? You know, that way I can get extra book reading time with the babies or extra cuddles, like little things, you know? And if that 10 minutes comes up and I'm like, well, this is cool. I'm going to keep doing this and we'll just push bedtime back. It just depends on how I feel, you know, but I mean, just set the timer and start the little things. And something else that's really distractions, you guys. How many times do you catch yourself? It's your third hour scrolling on social media. You haven't even had your coffee. You haven't even gotten out of bed. I mean, it happens, you know, and Netflix, whatever that is, there's so many things that can take your attention away from the task that we just have made a choice that we're not going to stay motivated. But there's a lot of things that keep us from doing the tasks. So if I was going to tell you guys that in this world full of those distractions and competing priorities, finding the gumption, I would say motivation, but like, we know that's bullshit, right? Cause you're not always motivated to do the things, but to be able to move yourself to push through tasks, I know that it's challenging. So let's talk about the concept of like forcing yourself to do this, even when motivation is gone. Okay. You have to get to that reason. And I just listed a lot for you to choose from. Whatever the reason is, you have to choose the reason and you have to be able to identify that barrier. And I really think for a lot of people that it is a level of clarity. Like if you're not setting goals in your business or, you know, in whatever it is, if you do not have something at the end of this that can move you to continue to go, you just have to change. You have to change your mindset. It's essential in overcoming the idea we have of procrastination. Instead of waiting for motivation, you know, you just have to take action. And part of this, you guys, is I'm going to be honest, is that you have to be honest. You have to be honest with yourself. That means if you tell yourself you're going to do something You have to do it. And I told myself this week, I'm like, I'm not missing the gym. I'm not missing the gym. I took a trip to Colorado. And then I went through my fasting phase. I did some things where I wasn't going to the gym. You know, it was like 2 weeks back to back that I went maybe three or four times. Okay. I didn't feel good about that. And so I told myself, like, you are going to go, you're going to go, you're going to do the things at least 5 days a week, you know? And I already know my gym is closed on Saturday. So I'm like, that's it. You have to go. And so I was already late. I usually don't go in the afternoons, ended up going in the afternoon. Like, it was just because I held myself to that integrity of my word. I promised myself I was going to make it. I did it. I held myself accountable. And it's that same thing of like, you know, I scheduled interviews today. These people are taking time out of their lives to come on my podcast to have a conversation. There was integrity there. I wasn't going to just cancel because I didn't feel like showing up. And I ended up having some incredible conversations. The same thing with, you know, going live tonight on TikTok. Literally every excuse in the book. I'm like, hell yes, there's a big storm here. You guys know I'm in a small town. My Wi-Fi sucks. I was just praying for it to go out. And I'm like, well, nobody would even know. I could just say there was a storm. My Wi-Fi went out. But like, come on, man. What? Where does that get me? I want to hold myself to that integrity of I told people I would be there. So I'm going to show the fuck up. And listen, bitch, I know life happens. Okay. So yeah, if you get in a car accident, you end up in the hospital, you get a pass, right? You know, you bury your dog that day, you get a pass. But if you're just letting people down because you don't feel like it, that's kind of fucked. You know what I mean? Like, we're not holding ourselves to that higher level of integrity. And that's it. And once you get through it, like, I'm so happy I did that live tonight because I got to witness, I watched the needle move, you know, night five, and I'm already moving up in the ranks. Yeah, I'm like level 200. Okay. Level 200 in the D rank, but bitch, it's better than being no 100 in no rank, you know? And I did that because I'm showing up. It's that I told myself I'm going to give this 60 days. 60 days of a commitment. What can happen? What's possible? I don't even know. I don't know what's possible, but I know that I'm meeting new people. And every day, that's what I want to do. Meet new people, help new people reach their own goals, and just inspire people to do the next right thing. It's a whole other adventure on changing the lives of other people. And then let me tell you this. Okay, you guys, it's like 11 o'clock right now. I get up at ass crack of dawn, way past my bedtime. I haven't gotten to spend a lot of time with the kids today. And I didn't want to record the podcast. I'm like, oh, I'll just post it late tomorrow. But I've already done that. And I felt like shit this week, you know, and forgetting Tuesday's podcast. I want to hold myself to that accountability of I said I would be here. This podcast matters to me. You matter to me. And if you're tuning in, the least I could do is show up and have a new episode for you, right? That was kind of our agreement. And I want to do that. So it is about your mindset and just taking the step and holding yourself to that integrity and keeping your word. If you reframe these tasks as opportunities, like everything you're doing, no matter what it is, you're growing, you're learning, you cultivate this positive attitude towards taking action. And then you've got to set the intentions. Like, my intention is to move the needle on TikTok a little bit every day. My intention is to help one person, you know, help one person achieve something that matters to them. Help one person see that it's possible. This podcast episode, what is my intention? To help you see what's possible, to help you with real talk, everyday life shit of someone that's in the arena, not out there on Instagram pretending to be some perfection princess, real life shit from someone who's going to be honest and hold themselves to a level of integrity for you by setting the example. I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm not saying any of this is easy. It takes me a lot of practice and it takes a lot of discipline and it still looks messy. Not every day is 100%. There's a million things around my house to do right now, and I've been in my office all day. So I can take the win and be excited about all that success, or I could go to bed and beat myself up because I didn't do everything I should have done humanly possible. You know, it is what it is. Set your intention, set your goals, because then you know, my goal is to keep my word to people. Outside of shit that happens that comes at me, I get to control what I do in spite of feelings. Okay. So this is an important aspect. You have to define what needs to be accomplished and why it matters. you have to create somewhat of a roadmap for what you're doing. What are you doing? And if you're literally lost, and I spent a lot of time here before, you know, I got my shit together in the past couple of weeks before I did the fasting and all of that. I was in limbo. I didn't know what to do, where to go, who to trust, who to talk to. I just wanted a home. And guess what I'm doing? I'm creating a home. You have to be that which you need. And I've taught you guys that from day one. Day one. If you're lost, think about what the fuck do I need right now? What do I need? And you create that. And then you take action for that. And you know what your intentions are. You're clear on that. You have clarity because you know exactly what you need. You start to be that. And this sense of purpose that you suddenly have, that's your motivator. That's how you sustain momentum, even when you don't feel like it. Even when you're in the biggest storm of your life, okay? Because we're all in the storm. That shit doesn't make you special. And yeah, before you start freaking out and trying to argue for your limitations, bitch, I know, you know, if I had a, you know, if I buried my dog today, you wouldn't be hearing from me. There are grand exceptions, okay? Reality, but everyday life, because you didn't feel like it, get the fuck over yourself. Get over yourself and get some clarity and stop staying in places where you know you don't belong. If you don't feel good there, move on. Move on. There's always an answer. You got to let go of some shit. Free your hands up for God to be able to place stuff in your hands. You understand that, right? You can't hoard everything and expect God to fill you with blessings because he's like, you can't even trust me enough to let go. You got to let go. And you have to have some level of accountability, okay? Whether it's, you know, partners tracking your progress or, you know, publicly committing to shit. That's what I did on TikTok. I posted my times on my page of when I'm going live, okay? I've committed to that. I'm going to hold myself accountable. The podcast, I have to hold myself accountable. Have that external support. Say that. Start a group, a support group of people that are where you are, because there are people that are where you are. And they need to see that it's possible to go where you want to go because they want to go there too. And then you've got to really lean into that self-compassion, okay? You have to acknowledge that setbacks are a natural part of the process. If it was easy, everybody would do it and nobody would be doing anything with their lives. That's it. If everything was easy, we'd all just sit around watching Netflix and get fat, because if everybody could do it, it's not fun. You're special. You're made for more. So get off your ass and do something with that. Be something with that. Step into the potential that you were born with, literally. I got to have a great conversation with someone who's talking about the God gene, which I learned from Dr. Joe Dispenza. We have that natural power and we don't even have the concept of how much we can create with that. That's insane to me. So there's some strategies to just kind of forcing yourself to do the things. You've got to have accountability. You've got to have some self-compassion. I'm not going to beat myself up because a lot of things aren't done tonight. I'm not going to do that. If you're waiting for motivation to strike, you may as well start ordering your headstone now, because it's going to be a long, slow death and you're not going to do anything about it, because motivation doesn't come, not when you expect it. Take the action and understand that that journey of getting there is what's exciting. That's it. Enjoy those moments. I love you guys. I love you. You've got this. It's not going to be easy, but it's definitely worth it. It is worth it. Force yourself. And you can thank me for it later. Okay? You guys have a great weekend. I'll see you for Microdose Monday. Love you.